February, the conflict before the flood. God begins anew with Seth, February 1. God hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. Adam begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. To Adam was given another son, to be the inheritor of the divine promise, the heir of the spiritual birthright. The name Seth, given to this son, signified appointed, or compensation, for, said the mother, God hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. Seth was of more noble stature than Cain or Abel, and resembled Adam more closely than did his other sons. He was a worthy character, following in the steps of Abel. Yet he inherited no more natural goodness than did Cain. Concerning the creation of Adam it is said, in the likeness of God made he him, but Adam, after the fall, begat a son in his own likeness, after his image. The Sabbath was honored by all the children of Adam that remained loyal to God. But Cain and his descendants did not respect the day upon which God had rested. They chose their own time for labor and for rest, regardless of Jehovah's express command. For some time the two classes remained separate. The race of Cain, spreading from the place of their first settlement, dispersed over the plains and valleys where the children of Seth had dwelt, and the latter, in order to escape from their contaminating influence, withdrew to the mountains, and there made their home. But in the lapse of time they ventured, little by little, to mingle with the inhabitants of the valleys. This association was productive of the worst results. The sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair. The children of Seth, attracted by the beauty of the daughters of Cain's descendants, displeased the Lord by intermarrying with them. Many of the worshippers of God were beguiled into sin by the allurements that were now constantly before them, and they lost their peculiar, holy character. For nearly 1,000 years Adam lived among his descendants, a witness to the results of sin. Faithfully he sought to stem the tide of evil. He witnessed the wide-spreading corruption that was finally to cause the destruction of the world by a flood, and though the sentence of death pronounced upon him by his Maker had at first appeared terrible, yet after beholding for nearly 1,000 years the results of sin, he felt that it was merciful in God to bring to an end a life of suffering and sorrow.